Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
On Capitol Hill, six senators from Pacific Coast states introduced legislation to permanently ban drilling off the West Coast. The drilling dispute has roiled the political waters just as a long-awaited bill on climate change was finally launched in the U.S. Senate. Living on Earth's Mitra Taj reports from Washington.
It's taken 8 months, but it's finally ready. Senate legislation to cap greenhouse gas emissions. And the bill's co-sponsor, Democrat John Kerry, says it aims to do much more.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is a vote for clean energy. This is a vote for billions of dollars for the next generation of jobs in clean coal and safe nuclear power. This is a vote to end America's addiction to foreign oil and to safeguard the air that our children breathe and the water that they drink.
The American Power Act's biggest ambition is a hard target: cut climate change pollution by 17% in 10 years and by 83% in 40 years. To get us there, the proposal puts a price on carbon dioxide and helps consumers pay for higher energy bills.
It's the polluters, not the people, who should pay.
But the unveiling of the Senate climate change bill wasn't supposed to happen like this. Kerry and independent Senator Joe Lieberman were supposed to release it weeks ago, with a Republican co-sponsor, and standing beside them, representatives of the oil industry. Instead, Kerry faced this question from a reporter at the press conference.
Why are no oil companies here today? Because one CEO of the oil company is very busy dealing with what's going on in the Gulf, and the others had board meetings. We have a number of executives who are not here today.
The disaster in the Gulf of Mexico might have nixed the planned photo op with oil executives, but the industry's mark is still visible in a few of the 1,000-plus pages of draft legislation. It offers states that sign up for oil and gas drilling off their shores 40% of industry royalties. That could mean billion-dollar incentives for some very revenue-hungry states, which worries Eric Pica, president of Friends of the Earth.
It doesn't take long for oil money to seep into the states and the states to realize that they can make more money off this before you kind of see the greasy slope of oil money encouraging these states to open up the offshore. I think the Gulf of Mexico spill proves that the oil industry doesn't know what it's doing and runs the risk of sacrificing communities, fisheries around the United States if they mess up. And they will mess up, and they do mess up.
After the BP oil rig accident, some environmental groups and legislators hoped the offshore provision would be tossed from the bill. But it's remained, albeit with a caveat. Any directly impacted state can veto an offshore drilling project within 75 miles of its shores. That doesn't impress Pica.
75 miles? The oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico is over 200 miles right now. An oil spill travels, and so we're disappointed by the Kerry Lieberman bill.
But that's not all groups like Friends of the Earth and Greenpeace don't like about the proposal. The bill also strips the EPA's ability to regulate greenhouse gases and override state plans to cut their own emissions. But more than 20 environmental groups, including the Sierra Club and the Natural Resources Defense Council, have decided to endorse the bill, though their support runs a little lukewarm. Dan Lashoff is director of the Climate Center at NRDC.
We think that incentives for states to expand offshore drilling have no place in this bill. But what makes this bill important is its fundamental limits on carbon pollution. You know, obviously, deeper reductions faster would be better, but it's a good start on what we need to do.
It's not just green groups that are divided over the bill. It's also industry. Kerry and Lieberman have struggled to get all relevant energy interests on board, with loan guarantees for new nuclear plants, research money for a cleaner way to burn coal, and expansion of offshore oil and gas drilling. Representatives of utilities and nuclear industries have been vocal about their support of the climate bill, but the response from oil is mixed. BP and Shell have endorsed it. Others remain silent. The oil refining industry is pretty clear in its position.
We are strongly opposed to it.
Greg Scott is vice president of the National Petrochemical and Refiners Association.
Clearly, we are emitters. And from our point of view, if we are going to reduce carbon emissions by 80% by 2050, it is going to harm our industry and it's going to harm consumers.
Under the bill, the oil industry would have to buy a limited number of allowances in order to pollute. And that, Scott says, is bad for business. But the bill's support for more offshore drilling does make it more appealing.
Certainly. Having increased access to domestic resources is a great positive step. It heats up competition, and competition brings down prices, and that's good for all of us. But it is a positive step, but it is not enough.
All eyes are now on the Senate's swing votes, especially the handful of Republicans that Senators Kerry and Lieberman have been courting. Maine Senators Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins, and South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, the climate bill's former Republican co-sponsor. David Jenkins, the political director for Republicans for Environmental Protection, says it's time Republicans come on board.
We released a poll that showed that 52% of Republicans support a bill that increases domestic energy production and at the same time puts controls and limits on carbon dioxide pollution. And actually, more Tea Party supporters are in favor of this kind of comprehensive approach to energy legislation than are opposed to it right now. You know, this is an opportunity, and you've got to seize it.
The draft of the American Power Act will probably pick up additional pages when the Senate takes it up for debate and more compromises are struck. But whether it will also pick up enough votes remains to be seen. For Living on Earth, I'm Mitra Taj in Washington.